From the potter's field, we could look up and see the place of Caiaphas, the high priest. As I stood in the field that was purchased for 30 pieces of silver, that was paid to Judas when he betrayed Christ, I thought, how different the destiny of the two men associated with these two places. Judas, who betrayed the Lord, and Peter, who denied him, in the place of the high priest. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to turn tragedy to triumph. What Judas did was a double tragedy. He betrayed Jesus and then went out and hanged himself. Infamy and death. But with Peter, it was a different story. Certainly, he denied the Lord, an act of cowardice that could have ruined his life. He could have been crushed with guilt and remorse the rest of his days. But he wasn't. Why? Because by the grace of God, he found the peace of repentance and confession and was used of God to write two books of the Bible and lead thousands to Christ. The Bible is full of stories of men whose lives could have been ruined by a single act. Mark, who refused to continue his service with Paul and went not with him to the work, could have spent the rest of his life in either self-justification or condemnation. He could have spent his life defending what he had done as right or been eaten alive with regret because he knew it was wrong. But it didn't happen. He later proved profitable in the ministry and was used of God to write one of the four Gospels. Think about that for a minute. An unfaithful servant of Christ, used of God to present the Lord Jesus as the faithful servant of God. Mark's life was an instance where tragedy turned to triumph. Time would fail to tell of David, whose sin brought death and tragedy, but became the man after God's own heart. Of Paul, who could have asked the question, how could God use a murderer, as he reflected on the days he slaughtered the followers of Christ? But here's the real issue. Do you have something in your past that the devil uses to keep you from being the man or woman that God wants you to be? The Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things which are behind, don't dwell on the past. Find the blessed peace and repentance and cleansing of God by faith. If we confess our sins, He is faithful. Accept the forgiveness and cleansing of God by faith. Put your life in God's hands and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. It may not be easy. Very few good things are easy. Paul said, I press toward the mark, and press always indicates resistance. He didn't say, I float toward the mark, I drift or slide. He said, I press. It may be tough, but it is possible to forget those things which are behind. How do I know? Because the Bible teaches we can choose what we will think about. Paul gave a list of virtues and then said, think on these things. And the most powerful thing you can do is to fill your mind with God's Word. Read it, study it, memorize it. May God bless you as you walk in newness of life with Him.